This is Hidden Killers Week in Review.
A look back at the most prolific stories of the week.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring defense attorney, Hidden Killers daily contributor, and host of the Defense Diaries podcast, Bob Motta.
Could we actually go back and, like you said, Gull actually carry this threat out in court and remove Baldwin and Rossi again? Is that something that
she could?
Is that a wise move on her part? I mean, I guess it does. You're right. It goes back to what the language is in that Supreme Court ruling. If it points to like, yeah, right, you can do that. Or if it's like, you had no right, it should be the counsel. She'd really be kind of tempting fate there a little bit by trying to almost overstep the Supreme Court then.
Yeah, but like, remember, Gull very much wants to sit on that Supreme Court.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, she's made three applications to the court. Or she's run for, I don't know if they elect him or they appoint him out there. I have a feeling that they, I'm not sure. I don't even want to guess. But she, you know, she's tried three times and she hasn't made it. So that's what her aspiration is. Mm-hmm. So it's a very political thing. I would think if she's thinking about her career down the road, that she's not going to want to poke the bear.
Yeah.
You know, they've made the decision, just move forward with the trial and decide whether or not she wants to sit on it. Because as you said, she does have the ability to be able to say, you know what, instead of getting into this fight, instead of you filing a motion to recuse me, you know, you can't fire me because I quit. Mm-hmm. Like, I've got this appointment as the chief judge at Allen County. Like, that's taking up a lot more time than I anticipated. You know, when I was assigned to this case, I didn't have those duties. And, you know, for me right now, in light of the history, you know, and she doesn't really have to say anything.
Yeah.
If she just wants to, if she recuses herself, she can just recuse herself.
Yeah. Disappear
and,
the night.
You know, but I have a feeling that she would make some kind of statement that, you know, because of her duties.
Yeah.
And just step off. I mean, to me, if I'm her, knowing what my aspirations are and like thinking what she can gain from this trial. Because at this point, it's like they've said you did wrong, right? The Supreme Court did. So she's going to be scrutinized if she's sitting on this trial as to any kind of major decision she makes. I just don't see, like in many cases, a case like this can be a huge boon to a judge's career as well, just like the lawyers. You know, I mean, you got judges that sit on these major cases and it, you know, their book deals, you know, they become TV celebrity, all kinds of stuff happens. So, you know, I'm not seeing those benefits for her. I just see her getting like a lot of resistance because of everything that predated it. To me, if I was her personally, I'd say it's not worth it.
Yeah.
Let it be somebody else's headache. I'm good.
With the one of the goals here being a speedy trial, that being the second point of the motion, obviously, it was denied, but they can go in and file the right for that. If Judge Gull is, you know, still sitting there going, I'm not ready for this, and then she wants to quit and walk out, what does that do then, though, to the speedy trial? Would putting a new judge, appointing a new judge, slow things down again even further for Richard Allen?
Should not necessarily.
They? No?
Not necessarily. I mean, because she hasn't made any real substantive rulings.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Sure.
It's, I tried the Garcia case that I'm always talking to you about in Omaha, and our trial judge said that he was, because of medical reasons, he was stepping off the case. Now, I happen to think that had nothing to do with it, the guy never missed a day of court, you know, and he ultimately, they transferred it, I think, to a judge that was more capable of handling a high profile case. And that was 2.5 years in, man.
Yeah.
And they didn't miss a beat. You know, they just kept rolling on and Randall took over, and it would be the same thing here. And, you know, I mean, frankly, the judge would be starting at the exact same place that she's currently at, as we know, because she said it on the record. I haven't finished reading the memo. I haven't gone through any of the exhibits. She didn't litigate the motion in limine regarding the ballistics. So basically, if a new judge steps in, they're stepping in right where the case is situated. And they're making all the definitive rulings in terms of evidence and what's getting in and what's not getting in. You know, it's a little different when you have two different judges making different rulings where one judge may have ruled another way, you know, and they're stuck with this other judge's decision, you know, in terms of like, okay, well, one judge says, well, I'm going to let the casing, the unspent casing in, And the new judge says, well, no, I would have kept it out, you know, but it's like that ship has sailed. So that's not an issue. So I think it would be fine. I don't think that it would add a ton of time. But the one thing that I did want to say is that so people understand that a speedy trial demand puts an in stone date, but the time, the clock is told, meaning if the defense makes motions and those motions take time to get litigated, that time is told. It's on the defendant's time mm-hmm. on the clock so that it doesn't mark against, you know, the defendant's time. They get additional time. The state does without mm-hmm. being dinged for the speedy. So,
yeah,
you know, and they've got a few major motions that are still yeah. going to be tried, you know, plus like, I don't think that Baldwin and Rosie will end up filing a speedy demand until this other stuff, it's the settled. Stuff with them and yeah. the stuff with her gets resolved.
Yeah.
Want to listen ad free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial free.
So you can binge on true crime.
Until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now. Or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.